Satnam, everybody. Happy New Year, January 6th, I believe, 2014. And great to be back with everybody. And our teacher, Sri Singh Sab, just came into view. He always lifts his hand up to wave hello, but it's a blessing. So he loves to begin the calls with a blessing from between other dimensions, which are now coming through more strongly. The veil is lifting, what I hear him saying right now, that we've had, that 3D has been heavily veiled. We've been in a quarantine state, and birthing from the quarantine, he's saying it's not always easy, but he's continuing to guide us and be with us, and just to be there. And he's saying, remember, we can always chant Om Namo when we're feeling very wavy, up and down emotionally, and long deep breathing is his suggestion for us, and to call on him. He told us at one point when we were really needing help to, with our right hand, with our Jupiter finger, our first finger, to move our finger up and down, our Jupiter finger up and down, like we had a little finger puppet on our hand and we were saying hello, and say, Yogi Ji, Yogi Ji, Yogi Ji, to call on him. So if you can't do anything else, or we can't do anything else, and we're feeling some of those intense Plutonian feelings, you can always move your little knowledge finger, your Jupiter finger, and say, Yogi Ji, and he's telling us that alone will expand us and take us out of our emotional states. And he said, just keep doing it till you feel better. I was saying, how long can we do that, sir? And he's saying, just keep doing it till you feel better. Just moving, he's saying, yes, you are calling on me, but the trick that I didn't tell you at the time was that you're moving your Jupiter finger, your first finger, on your right hand with your thumb over your other fingers. It's like a mudra. He's saying, bend your elbow and put your... Now he's saying, now I'm telling you the rest of the mudra. Bend your right arm at your elbow. Place it next to your body, next to your ribs, and moving the Jupiter finger up and down. He's saying, actually expand your consciousness because it connects the meridians, the nadis, stimulate the nadis in the brain. And he's saying, you'll actually create new pathways, which is just what we need for 2014 and these new frequencies coming through. So you might want to breathe, and if you're not holding your phone, you can try that while we're talking and then let us know how that is for you. Thank you, sir. Oh, well, beautiful to be back together and be in the presence of our teacher. So we started out the new year, Happy New Year, with that new moon in Capricorn. And here's, I think, why we were feeling such intense feelings. It was conjunct Pluto. So as we know, Pluto is that pesky outer planet that now they're saying it's not even a planet anymore, but whatever it is, it can really, I was thinking of kind of a slang phrase. It can get our attention, let me say it that way. Pluto can definitely get our attention. So, and Capricorn is getting us grounded and on the earth and connected with the mother. Capricorn is I respond. That's the phrase for Capricorn. And it's a cardinal earth sign. And it has to do with tenacity and building and stamina and responsibility. And here's the one, patience. So the ruler of Capricorn is Saturn. So sometimes people think Saturn is the taskmaster and it's heavy and hard. And so we've got this Pluto-Capricorn-Saturn conjunction, you know. So it's kind of like get really... It can be really heavy, intense. emotional feelings, so a lot of density, shall we say. So it's really ferreting out our 3D density, our subconscious programs, and also for us light workers, we're also picking up, remember, as Arit said, the four agreements, don't take it personally. I know it's really hard not to take things personally when we feel things personally in our bodies. But if Yogi Ji said, if we can call on him, and he said, call Yogi Ji and also say, I'm not taking this personally. This is not personal. He's saying that it's a good thing in 2014 to start to work with separating the ego from the divine, what's personal, and to start to be able to break up the 3D densities will move us into the lighter frequencies of the higher dimensions, which is easy to say, but he is giving us some techniques and saying that he's working with us on it. He's not minimizing the intensity and the density and the pain that we feel, but he is giving us some tools to work with, and he's saying he'll work with us. And as we dissolve the density of the subconscious mind, he's saying that 2012 to 2013, which we've just went through, he's saying the whole world was coughing up their subconscious mind. So he's saying if you felt intensity and density, he's giving us the gift of letting us know that it was really in the field, and he's thanking us for our strength and keeping up our meditations and our consciousness and our breathing to make it through 2012. And he's letting us know that the energy will be moving into the higher frequencies as it is continuing to rise, but there'll be more of the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, other dimensions, more light coming through. He's saying that the chaos, like breaking up ice, had to be broken up, and that's what 2013 was about. Started in 2012, but he's saying that the curd had to be separated from the whey, the butter had to be separated from the milk, and he's saying that the sweet cream is rising, and we are the sweet cream. Oh, thank you, sir. That's so beautiful. He's complimenting us. Wow, I feel better. That makes me feel good. Wow. He's giving us some Amrita, some sweet energy. So also, you know, just to remember during these calls, as I'm basically talking with him, for him, he's talking through me, that he is giving us certain frequencies to calibrate us for the week. And so right then he was giving us beautiful Amrita, beautiful, sweet frequency, divine frequency, like prasad, like when you get prasad in Gurdwara and taste the sweetness, to remind us of the sweetness of the divine. Sometimes I think the divine is thought of something that's kind of airy-fairy, amorphous, and he's saying as humans, we get to add the senses and the feeling to the sweetness of the divine. We get to taste the divine, which is so precious and rare. And the angels want to embody, just to be able to taste the sweetness of the divine in human bodies. And as a matter of fact, we seem to have a lot of angels with us right now. Wow, okay. Oh, thank you. So beautiful. Okay, so we're moving through. We're moving through that Capricorn conjunct Pluto that's whamming us on New Year's. It was so funny. At the New Year's Eve party where I was, the host of the party around New Year's kept saying, there's champagne right here, there's champagne right here. I kept hearing this, and I don't drink alcohol, but it was just funny. It was just funny. It's kind of like, people need that that relief to move into the new year. So we're getting the sweet, the amrit from Yogi Bhajan, the sweetness to move into the new year, the champagne. It feels like champagne without the alcohol. So thank you, sir. Wow. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about 2/2/14. So the numerology, 2/2/14. So 2/14, so not 2/20, 2/0/14, 2000, I'm sorry. I got a little floaty there for a moment, a little drunk on the Amrita. 2002, well, we'll have that number for a while. 2, negative mind, which can be duality or can be discrimination. So we'll take it like we're reading it from left to right. So we start with the 2. These are the frequencies that we have to work with, the archetypical or the structural frequencies. So Capricorn's about structure. So 2, negative mind. So be discriminating and then move into the 0, the observation, the shunya, the 0 point. Move into the neutral mind. And that takes us out of duality. This is the formula for working with 2014. Make a note of it for those stressful days. Move into the neutral mind, which opens up the heart. The 1, move into the oneness. And the 4 is also the heart chakra, Guru Ram Dass. And 1 and 4 is 5. So the gift number for 2014 is 5. 5 is what? A numerology. So we have the mind, soul, mind, 5, physical body, transition between the mind getting into the body, and then spirit. So we move into the body. So it was perfect that we have the new moon in Capricorn. We're moving into the body of the mother, the body of the earth, Capricorn's the earth, our bodies, for balance, to keep the balance during this time of transition, this time of ascension. So we have to be balanced with the earth, with our bodies, and with spirit. So we have to be discriminating how to balance the frequencies, the energies during this year. So we have 5 is also a flow, and it's a powerful force. So it's a flow between the mind and the spiritual bodies, and the flow goes through our body and through Mother Earth and through the body of the mother. So we have this deep, deep, powerful flow. And 5 is, and 7. So 7 is, when you add the numbers together, it is a 7 year. So 5, 6, arcline, 7, spiritual, aura, body, aura, energy, flow, the flow of the energy. 7 is a 7-7 spiritual number, working with spirit on the earth this year. And 7, the element for 7 is the water element, which you may have noticed being on the East Coast. The ice, the snow, we have the coldest, one of the coldest winters starting already early. No, I said it's January 6th. I think I said December. Starting early in January, we have one of the coldest winters on record, I think since the 70s, I think since 78 or something. So we're starting right out with the water element. And it's interesting that it started out with the water being frozen. I don't know what that represents. We could certainly put some meaning on it, like frozen emotions or something. So anyway, whatever is happening with the water on the planet, whether it's drought and desert or freezing cold ice and snow, we are totally, since we are mostly water, I love that when it said on one of the Star Trek shows a long time ago, one of the aliens came onto the Starship Enterprise and they were trying to figure out what humans were. And they were trying to describe them, and they described human as ugly bags of mostly water. Of course, these were very strange-looking ETs, aliens also. It was funny. So yes, as humans, we are mostly water. So we are going to be deeply, feel deeply. Of course, water transmits the feelings. We're going to feel deeply this year. So we want to work with the power of discrimination to moving into that still point, shunya, into the oneness, to get into our hearts so we can feel deeply into our hearts the connection with the mother and be grounded, being connected with the mother. This is what's definitely going to get us through 2014 as it swirls by very rapidly. The 5, the gift number, is a number of action. So a lot of movement this year. So make sure that these things I was telling us, to drink enough water, add a little lemon to it if you like, and yogi tea, and whenever you feel stressed out, you know, one of the formulas that was given to us is to drink, if we feel emotional, drink 8 ounces of water all at once, and that will help balance the water element in our bodies, and it will pull the toxins out of our system. So it's also a good year to take, you know, mineral baths and hot saunas and things like that. And also with the 7 year, we have elevation through music. So we love that. We want to be able to sing and chant and uplift ourselves and others this year. So we want to be sing and chant to stabilize the frequency of our own arc line and aura, electromagnetic field, the 7, and that will help us sail through this year like the true yogis that we are. So breathing and singing and moving into our heart, into the feeling of gratitude. Yay! That's a little bit about 2014 and the numbers, the frequencies we'll be dealing with. So to move into our sunya, our meditative mind, Yogi Bhajan tells us that, reminds us that our mind is beyond time and space. And he's reminded us that our mind is part of the universal mind. So we can, as we chant and move beyond the normal anxiety of the ego state, or we'll say of the collective consciousness, then we tap into the power of the universal mind. So he's telling us that's why meditation can be so powerful, especially during this ascension period, that we can tap into the universal mind and not feel alone and get those frequencies working with us, working for us, knowing that the mind and working with the universal mind is something that is here to serve us, not something that's here to drive us crazy. Oh my gosh. So when the mind takes over and starts looping, loop-de-loop, here we go, loop-de-loop, here we go, loop-de-loop. Yeah, and we are serving our mind. We're running around forgetting everything that we need to do to stay conscious, right? So then he said, we want to remember that we're the master of our minds, and therefore, then the mind will move into the divine frequencies, and our mind will become white and angelic. And he's saying, it's all in your mind. So the mind creates. It's the first thing that comes into the body when we're in the womb. The mind, first thoughts are what happened first. First, the baby is influenced by thoughts from the mother. So when we're not in the physical body, we're not influenced by thoughts that are happening in 3D or on the earth plane. We're not part of the collective consciousness of the earth. So it's kind of good to remember that. So he's saying when we meditate, we can break these old subconscious thinking patterns, the Pluto energy that's coming up, and then we can take care of whatever we need to take care of in a divine manner. And as we know, as we chant our mantra, that we can have a habit that will carry us across, have a habit that will carry us in out of the subconscious and into the universal mind. And he said, you can make everything a mantra. And you can, you know, make working with whatever you're working with into kind of a mantra experience, I'll have to put in a workshop, a Shakti activation workshop called the Mantra Experience. How you whistle while you work, right? So we'll mantra while we work and mantra while we play. Because he said, mantra takes us into the unknown. So when our mind is going over and over thoughts that we know, time, I certainly, as I said, likes to go loop-de-loop over and over, same old thing. It gets really boring. He said, when your mind's going over and over the same thought that's happened in the past or anxiety about the future or whatever it is, the mantra takes us into the unknown. It expands us. It takes us into new arenas. So that's the magic of the mantra. So then we can connect with the universal mind and have different opportunities and different feelings and move into more connection with our intuition, again, our third eye, get the energy in our energy field with that the 7 year, it's all about maintaining a strong aura, a strong spiritual frequency around us, and then we're not going to be disturbed by the continued cleansing of the planet, shall we say, and things move into more, we'll say polarity, but with that two duality, so that the divisions between the light and the dark are going to be, are, and continue to be seen more clearly. So you'll see on the news or on the internet where certain people that have been in positions of power are resigning or being arrested. So there's more distinctions between the light and the dark. So that too, we have to know, like, where the mind resides, is what he's telling us. He's saying that everybody has a capacity and every mind has a frequency. And we have to bring the two together, and then we can find out who we are. So our capacity and our frequency of our mind has to be brought together. And he's saying when we do that and we're living in who we are, then we'll be happy. Thank you, sir. That's beautiful. Thank you. I'm just laughing. I'm just feeling some joy being with everybody and being with our teacher again. So, yeah, we also have a little more astrology. We have Mercury in Capricorn. Okay, Mercury's the mind. That's what we've been talking about, balancing our capacity and our frequency so that we maintain that strong aura. And we have Venus retrograde in Capricorn. Oh my, so much Capricorn. We're going to have to really get our structure set up. And that has been square to Mars in Libra. So, wow. Opposite Jupiter, so we've had this grand cross. So, we'll talk a little bit about what that means, and then we'll get into mantra and chant it all away. So we've got this Capricorn Pluto conjunction for 16 years. So that's why he's working with us to get these lighter feelings flowing through us. Thank you, sir. So when we get into Pluto, it really brings out that intensity and that desire to speak the truth. So we'll notice a lot more truth coming out just in the world in general. And of course, it's good to say Satnam. It's good to vibrate at the frequency of the truth. And it's good to chant long Satnam. So that's the Pluto. And then with our Jupiter in Cancer, that's opening our heart and our feelings. That's our inner child. And we've got this Uranus in Aries, and that's an inner revolution. So Aries is self-identity, and we know Uranus is how we relate to external authority or what happens in relationships to authority. So we're becoming our own authority on our own selves. So we want to work more into the feeling, the nurturing of the inner child, the acceptance of being in this human body, and the needs that we have and the feelings, and we want to really understand this power of this Mars and Libra, which is a balance point. Libra's the balance point, and the Mars is that drive that moves us forward. So it's about balancing our life on Earth, balancing with the 7 year, balancing 7, bringing heaven to Earth with all the Capricorns. And so beautiful. Thank you. So the mantra that we're going to be working with is the Mool mantra. And we know that the Mool mantra, so it's a good thing to start off the year with, is Guru Nanak, gave us the Mool Mantra when he gave us Japji, and they were the first words or frequencies or vibrations out of his mouth after he had those 3 days in the water, when he took a dip for sadhana, his morning, and he didn't appear for 3 days. And when he appeared, what he said was the Mool Mantra. So I think everybody on the call knows the Mool Mantra. But if somebody is listening to this call later, as often happens, we'll just go over it for a minute. I just have to pull it up on my iPod here. Listening to Jackie. Let's see here. Okay. Trying to concentrate. Just breathe into that. Exhale, car. Down. Concept hook. Nirvo, Nirver, Akal, Murd, Arjuni, Say, Palm, Goprasad, Jup. Ad, Such, Jigad, Such, Heavy, Such, Nani, Jahosi, Be, Such. So it starts out talking about the oneness of all, the sunya, the zero, to zero, and moving into the qualities of the divine, the field, the universal field of fourth, fifth, higher dimensions, and Guru Nanak says, meditate on it, feel it, move into that field, the field of the truth.
Satsang
Thank you.
Suriname. Karthapur, Tirupati there. Karthapur, God you be.
Focus at the third eye. And exhale, Mother Earth. All the way down into that Capricorn Mother Earth. And relax. Beautiful, beautiful. And if you think someone wants us to close the spot down, inhale. Wahegadu. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for being with us.
Okay, beautiful. So,
you just left.
So we can talk. Would anybody like to share anything? We can talk for a couple of minutes. If anybody would like to talk about what they're feeling about the astrology or anything else that you feel like.
I did do the finger.
Did you? Yeah, how was that?
It's, you know, it's intense. It hurts. I did it for the duration of the mantra.
Oh, you did? Wow.
Yeah, it's intense, but it's, I can tell you that there is definitely a shift of energy since the time of that we started the conference and now. Definitely
yeah.
Beautiful and sweeter energy.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I feel too. I felt
yep.
All the sweetness.
Space. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
It's exactly what our master always says. Keep up and you will be kept up. And if we could just remember to keep up every day.
I know. That was funny. He's like, okay, and now I'm getting you the rest of the mudra. Put your finger up. It's like, oh, okay, you know. Thank you, sir. No, that was beautiful. It was really great to be with everybody and all the angels and everything.
Well, welcome, welcome to 2014.
Welcome to 2014. Everybody on the call, everybody listening later.
This year, I want to wish us to be in our own space in St. Lucia or wherever we're going to make a decision to go with our group and have a ball. That's my intention. Wherever space will decide to be, where we can get together and have a healing.
Yes. I align, and we'll start with some beautiful, beautiful explorations. So let's put that in. We're putting that in the field since we've got this vibe as a gift, and water, flow and movement. So we'll, I am intending and looking forward to and enjoying more flow. That's beautiful. Yeah, as long as it's around warm water. We have to go with the water element here.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Well, Mother Earth is not lacking the water. There's plenty water everywhere. But we'll choose a space that is beautiful and warm, and we'll get there.
Yep. Beautiful. So be it, and so it is. It is done. It is done.
Done. It is done.
Boy, it is beautiful. Thank you, everybody. It's great to be back. And we'll practice the homework for this week is Mool Mantra and the Jupiter Finger. Elbows next to the ribs, bending the Jupiter finger up and down. What is it? The first and second knuckles go up and down. To be specific. And we'll be connected.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
But
now, love you.
Love you.